Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much, Rachel. Today, I want to remind you the power of your story. My friend Bobby McGraw talks about your story matters, and he has such a compelling mission that I hope you'll check him out at bobbymcgraw.com. But one of the things about the fact that our story matters is that every single moment we are adding to another chapter or another set or another act in the play or book of our life. Well, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 gives us a picture that he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. You know what? We are constantly being prepared, adjusted, changed, crooked, straight as we work alongside God because we have been created in his image and he creates the settings and the characters, the story of this life, our life. He creates the conflicts, the situations that require us to make difficult choices, and we get to make those as part of the characters in the story that matters, and we get to make them along with him if we choose. Now, God might encourage us, invite us, he might surprise us or persuade us or even prod us. He might even convict us, but we and we alone decide because he's given us a free will. I mean, God doesn't want to force love upon you. He wants you to willfully choose to love him. And when we do, he says it is so much easier to obey and follow him. Well, as we continue in the journey on our life, then as we live those days and moments out, we can sometimes try to convince ourselves that some decisions aren't really written down or that we can kind of selectively strike them from our story after we've made them, kind of like a mulligan on a golf course. You know, looking forward, we can say to ourselves, nobody's going to know this. Looking back, we might could say, nobody could ever know this. And the truth is, every decision is always captured. The big ones, the little ones, the great ones, the horrible ones. Every stinking decision is written into our story, and here's the problem. I heard an old preacher say one time that it's written down immediately, like right then where you don't forget it, and then indelibly where you never can erase it. I like using those kind of pens that you can erase with friction, but you know what? I've learned that sometimes, no matter how bad I erase, I can still see the imprint. Thankfully, the plot God intends for me and you involves making some mistakes along the way. That's a good sign because I've made more than my share. How about you? I've made some really stupid decisions in my life. But from each of those, I've learned, and I've also learned about having to allow Christ to redeem them as part of his redemption plan for our life. He can redeem even the worst decisions. If you're wondering about that, look in Romans 8:28. You know, what we must do as you move forward in the story and the play and the act in your life is to keep our stories in mind when we come upon the most difficult decisions we make and choices we make. What we have to do is ask ourselves when we get there, what are these decisions going to look like if I were to write them down permanently, indelibly, into my story? And what will that look like moving forward? I always ask myself, if I were to run for a political office and somehow have success in it, I wonder what the people running against me might dig up in my life because I made choices without any thought and wondering and asking myself in that moment, wow, what is going to happen? Well, my friend, lay aside your old self and put on your new self. Put on the armor of God and be prepared to make decisions his way. Spend a few minutes today in Ephesians chapter 4, beginning in verse 22. Because when you do that, what you're going to find is that the scriptures are so clear. To put off our old self, which belongs to our former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self created after the likeness of God, in true righteousness and holiness. My friend, choose wisely today. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.